Agency heads meet with the Joint Finance Committee talking about their budget priorities. Republican State Representative Robin Voss compliments Administration Secretary Michael Morgan, sort of.
I do give the department some credit for the fact that for the first time in a long time, there are some permanent spending cuts in the budget, so I want to thank you for that. Part of the problem I see, though, is it's less than 1% of our budget, so when we talk about making tough decisions, I don't know how tough cutting 1% really was.
Any further cuts, Morgan says, would have had too much of an impact on Wisconsin citizens, such as having higher property taxes, increased college tuition, and layoffs of cops and firemen. Morgan points to tax cuts for middle-class families, but somebody's got to pony up.
The budget targets revenue increases at the wealthiest 1% in the state, large oil company profits, and scales back capital gains exemptions from 60 to 40%.
Voss challenges the actual size of the budget deficit, saying the Fiscal Bureau's estimate of $4.6 billion is over $1 billion less than what the administration officials are saying. Democratic Representative Mark Pocan focuses on the tax and spend rhetoric. The committee co-chair asks Morgan whether the budget includes across-the-board income tax, general sales tax, or property tax increases. The answer each time was no. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.